worthy is our God. Worthy is our God. Almighty God, King of kings, Lord of lords, we give you praise. Lord, we bow before you. Precious Jesus, precious Lord, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Read hymnals. Let's sing hymn number one. Dear Jesus, Jesus, Lord. Bless the Lord, Jesus. Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord. Welcome. I don't know if I'm welcoming you or you welcoming me. We got up this afternoon, my family, and so I'm not sure. I know some of you told me that you just came in. Some of you have been here a little while, so we'll catch up along the way. So who's here first day? Today's your first day for summer here. Not your first time ever, but you just, okay. So a bunch of you been here for a little while and are staying on. And so that's good. My name is John Prah, and I pastor a church in Carlstadt, New Jersey. We're right down the street from Giant Stadium. Nobody knows where Carlstadt is, but a lot of people know where Giant Stadium is. And we've been there 24 years. That's my wife, Diana, sitting in the back. And hopefully she'll have a few things to say this week. And I'll go oldest. Sarah Prah is working in the kitchen, waitressing. Okay, so she's serving there. And the next one is Kimberly Prah, who is not serving this year on staff. Going home tomorrow, has to work, but will be back the end of the week. Her fiance, Chris Costanza, sitting next to her. And John Christian up here in the front, next to his twin, Tim. He's serving on grounds and lifeguarding. And so that's my family. And this is my mom, Sister Eleanor Prah. She pastors a church in Floral Park, New York, Long Island. She's been there a few years, 60-something years. There ministering, and so she's going to be sharing this week in our services as well. And so that's sort of a little bit about us and what we're doing. And so I'll start out by saying this. We're here for 10 days, and that's 20 services, not counting prayer meetings and other things that might kind of fall in between. So we've got a long stretch together, and I promise you, you will be bored. And you will be frustrated, and you will fall asleep if you're depending on me to involve you and to entertain you. I'm not that good of a speaker, and I come like Paul did to the Corinthians, really with much fear, and I come without eloquent words and wisdom, but I have been relying, and we will continue to rely on the power of the Spirit here as we are spending these days and weeks together. And so you must, I'm begging you, all of you, younger, older, engage, please. We're here, some of you have come in tired. Some of you had to do a lot of work just to get here. You have a double, you know how that's like on the job to go on vacation. You have to double and triple work just to get away, and then you come here and it's not vacation, and now you have to do more work here, and you're tired already and you haven't even begun. And we're going to go into this 5 days a week, 9 days, and we're going to be tired. But the Holy Spirit will work in us and among us, and he will empower us. But we must engage. We must be active. And so I'm beseeching you, that's a good biblical word, to please don't rely on somebody who'll be ministering here or somebody next to you or who's going to sing, but come. And we're going to talk more through the evening tonight, especially about this. Come expecting something from God. Let's look to him and trust him for good things and for great things and greater things. And we will all be blessed. And so please, I am not strong enough to carry this burden myself. So I'm going to ask you, come prepared in prayer to receive and to contribute. And that's another thing I'd like to ask you to do. I want to hear from you. and we all want to hear from you, each other. And so it's good to share your testimony, what God has been doing maybe over the course of the past year since we've been together, or even the days that we're together, what God is sharing and ministering to you personally. We want to share that together. So like we did last year, if you're here when I was here, we will call on you if we don't hear from you soon enough. And so we want to hear from everybody. So start already getting yourself psyched for that, and put some notes together if you need that, and participate in the services that way. Little bit more about me, and I hope not to belabor this, but yesterday, 3 weeks ago, I had a hip replaced, this one. And I still have bandages on it. It's still kind of fresh. And so I lean a little bit more than I should when I'm standing. And we talked about maybe having a stool up here. I'm going to try not to, but it's limiting me a little bit. And so if you'll just bear with me, I'm a little bit slow getting around, and things are still very tender. And one thing I'd like to say that we do want to spend time in prayer during the course of our time together and around altars and praying for one another. It's our practice and our history here at camp. And I will ask your forgiveness. I'm not able to kneel down. And so please don't look at me and think I'm not engaged in that or don't want to participate in kneeling at an altar with you, but I'm just not able to do that. It's one of the no-nos that the doctors say I'm not allowed to do yet. And so if you see me sitting or standing or walking during prayer time, please don't let that be a hindrance to you. Please, you find a place of prayer and kneel if you're able to. And so that's a little bit of a disclaimer where I'm coming from. And I'm thankful that we're here and God is giving us strength. So we are going to introduce what we're doing. Well, I'll do it now. And then we're going to sing one more hymn. And then I want to get into the word tonight. Tonight is a very short meeting because we have a staff meeting immediately following this service. So if you're any part of staff here, you'll stay at 9 o'clock, you'll begin, and the rest of us will be excused. And then tomorrow morning, we have our morning service at 10:15 here in the lodge. 10:15 tomorrow morning. And I'll talk to you a little bit more about that in just a minute. And we do have an offering in our Sunday morning meeting. So if you're able to come prepared to give, it's for the Children's Fund here at camp that help our campers come up here, those who are not able to afford it. And so our Sunday morning offerings goes to help children from all over come to camp. And so if you're able to give, be prepared tomorrow morning in our service to do that. Hymn number 2. Praise ye the Lord, the Almighty. Hymn number 2.